What is up, crew? Time for a little MOA Monday here. Let me get a couple of things situated right quick. How is everyone on a Monday? Doing good, I hope. For some reason, let me reload on my end because that's when I'm live. Yeah, okay, there I am. Sweet. Let me now, there's a chat will come up. Ah, there it is. I can see everybody now. We get the camera on and may need some help, believe it or not. Hopefully the audio is good. As you can tell, kind of moved locations here. So hopefully try to mix it up a little bit. But hopefully the audio is good. The video, I don't know that I can do a whole lot about the video because of my upload speed. So I know it's 720p on my end, but by the time it goes up really slow on the internet and whatever, who knows? So anyway, we are live here for MOA Monday on the YouTubes. We're simulcast over on gunchannels.com, and there's the link in the YouTube chats for the gun channels. Also, not sure if anybody out there was signed up for the text notifications, if you're curious about that. And I'll mention that again later. You will text Clover to 43506. And I actually had that scheduled to send out text notifications at 7 o'clock to those folks. So I don't have my phone with me. Go figure, it's sitting across the room, so I don't know if it sent those out or not. Hopefully it did. Speaking of the gun channel side, looks like Raph's over there, Heavy B, Ernie, Stealth. So hello, gentlemen. And then everybody's starting to come in here on the YouTube side, looks like. Patriots there, Mr. Ghost, Mail, the Outlaw, that guy's wife, Rich, the 1%. Kenneth, Double T, Tardot, William Stanley. Ellis was here really, really early. So, yeah. What are we going to talk about? That's the question. I will start out with, let's start out with this. I'm not sure how many recognized, what have you, but It was a milestone weekend for the channel, which is awesome. We broke through 1,400 subs and had, I believe it was Firearm Friday, but it may not have been. It may have been the video that released the next day. But it actually was the 500th upload for the channel. So there's 500 pieces of content on the channel to watch. So, thank you. I know that unknown user out there commented on a video, an old video, one of the very first ones on the channel, and said he was just bored browsing through the videos. So for everybody that goes back and goes through the videos, thank you for that. And there's some cool stuff back in there. There's probably some stuff that you may learn something. Most of the time I do. Had Sexy coming in. He says, first casino boss in the house. He says the text notified is working. So awesome. I'm going to throw that out there again, probably the bottom of the hour, midway through the chat. I'll throw that back out there. So, just wanted to throw that out there that those things was going on. It was weird. I didn't mention on Friday, and then Ghost and I did the chat yesterday. I was actually going to mention it then, and we went down so many rabbit holes. Hey, Andrew, what's happening, buddy? That I don't know, just never got around to mentioning it, so it's all good. Tardot says awesome, great to set milestone. Next up, 1.5K, 5K, 100K. Yeah, long as engagement holds, and my engagement holds, it's great. You guys out there are engaging and commenting and doing, you know, what you need to do and all that. And it's really pretty awesome. And then supportive. I mean, the amount of support that I have is unreal for 1,400 subs. I mean, it really is. It's something that people with tens of thousands of subs don't have, which is great. And that's what it's all about. It's all about that engagement. I am starting to think about the 1,500 sub giveaway. So I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet, but yeah. Ghost out there saying, I changed the backdrop. Yeah, I didn't change the backdrop. I got rid of the well, I guess I changed the backdrop, which is I got rid of the backdrop. This door over here sucked. It was a nasty, I don't know. I bought this building used, but and it was like a eggshell color, which was horrible for inside here anyway. And I'm not happy. I've noticed now this building faces the west. I've noticed the light coming through the curtain things there. So I'm going to black those out. I'll do that in the next couple days. It's be pretty easy to do. And you can't tell through there, but there's wire mesh, like security mesh that's bolted. So be real easy to take some magnets, and then I could use trash bags probably, or something for that matter, to black all that out. So you don't get the light coming in. It's weird. And then I got my pegboard up here so I could actually hang things on there back and forth. And so I don't know. We'll see how it works. I had some trouble with the mic because my laptop's actually sitting on my workbench. So I don't like this as a permanent location, but to do a few live streams here and there, or maybe even produce content, you know, I don't know. Figured mix it up a little bit. And I know I'm rambling and getting all lost in the chat. Mel out there said he's stuck on the 458 SOCOM. He said, did I buy mine complete or built from parts? I built from parts. Back when I built mine, it was pre-Sandy Hook, pre-all of that, right? So I did an Instagram. I was SOCOM before SOCOM was cool. And I was. I mean, I was one of the earlier adopters. When I did it, there was only two places you could get the rifles or the parts from, and that was Rock River or Wilson Combat. Rock River was the very first that the creator of the 458 SOCOM, they were the very first company to sign on and be able to get permission to build or whatever. And then Wilson Combat came on second. So all of my parts for my upper are Wilson Combat. And then the lower, it's just Spikes Tactical. It's a Spikes Tactical lower with a Spikes Tactical enhanced parts kit, and then some Magpul stock, you know, nothing big, buffer tube, all that good stuff. I think came from maybe probably PSA or someplace like that, Brownells, PSA, who knows? So just a standard rifle length buffer tube. I did go rifle on my buffer. With a full stock. Skull Crab says, woke me up from a nap. I'm sorry. Andrew says he picked up the tracker today. Awesome. Which tracker did you get? Did you get the 22 you're talking about, or 17 HMR? My 17 HMRs. It's right over there, as a matter of fact. Mad Sexy says, it's funny. My wife has a wrench. Has a wrench in my stream, but she doesn't. Oh, but in Gun Gals, I don't want a wrench in Gun Gals. I'm just there to listen. That's it. She actually has a wrench not because she's my wife. She has a wrench because she's a patron, believe it or not, because that's one of the perks for being a sharpshooter patron. There's many perks, but that's one. So she didn't have a wrench before that. So yeah, Tardot says the engagement in our little community is awesome. Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. A lot of support. It's really nice. Wish other ones would jump on to that bandwagon and understand what it means. Yeah, Outlaw says Clover's going to give away one of those 22s behind you. You're going to have a couple of fights on your hands for those, unfortunately. I will help somebody walk them through building stuff like that. But, yeah, those, I don't think those will ever be for sale. Trauma Jock in the house says that the Waffle House shooter sure made a stir with a relatively, few people affected. Just get naked. No one will try to outdo him. I was reading through that. I don't remember. That happened like right after Ghost and I went off yesterday. And I'm glad you brought that up. That's a good thing to talk about. And so we stayed off air. We kind of talked about it as we was looking at breaking news and stuff. And we read that. It's like he done something outside. He went inside and then he got naked. And I'm like, okay, whoa. This guy's off. You know, he's off. I mean, it's, come on, really? You do something like that in the first place. And then after you do that, your inclination is that you do it naked and you get naked, really? And then it started talking about something about he's already been in trouble for like screaming at the White House gates or something and causing a scene there, wanting a meeting with Trump or something. And you're like, okay, this guy, he should have been on a radar somewhere. He's obviously off his rocker. And you know, I'll very mildly say that this is just another one of them cases where, I don't know, government, maybe they should have been watching somebody that they weren't. I don't know. We'll find out. We'll find out more, I'm sure. Scotsman's jumping in here. Home runner, looks like. Make it in too. So, welcome. Ghost is thumb shaving. Looks like. Then that's fine. Shame them. That's fine. Maverick says, thanks for the dog tag. That's right. And if you haven't seen those, there's one right here, as a matter of fact. It's two-sided. It's got the clover on one side with the leprechaun on the other. Those are in the swag store over on clovertag.com. And that is one of the perks also for Sharpshooter patrons. So that's how Maverick got his, as a matter of fact. So thank you, sir, for the support. Appreciate it. It is my pleasure. Mel is asking, any tuning needed for it to run well? I haven't had a problem, Mel, with my 458. Like I said, it's a basic rifle, buffer tube, buffer, all of that. Shoot subs, shoot supersonic out of it. They're at an issue. The lower, honestly, really is nothing special on the lower. And the only reason the Wilson Combat special is, you know, is Wilson Combat. I don't want to say it's special, but is because that was one of two options out at the time. And if I was going to pay, because it's kind of off the beaten path, it was kind of, you know, a premium. And if I was going to pay a premium, I was going to go Wilson Combat over Rock River for sure. Maverick, no, it wasn't. It was home runner. He's asking how much is 450 gain ammo. Completely depends on if it's subsonic, supersonic, what grain. On average, somewhere around $2 a round is what I've seen it. Now I cast and shoot mostly subsonic. I'm like crazy behind in the chat. That or I'm just flat missing stuff. One of the two. So here we go. Tardot says the new setup looks good. Definitely could get better. Yeah, I don't know. I'm playing around. I've got a little bit of space over there. So as I get stuff cleaned up and do things, what's going to be interesting, because you see the door behind me, right? Wherever it's at. It's like on this side. Yeah, because there's the greens on this side. Somebody shows up here or whatever. They're going to get to crash the show, more or less, if they come through that door. Ralph over there on the Gun Channel side, he's chiming in on the Waffle House thing. Says, how difficult is it to declare a person a nut? It's extremely difficult to declare them a nut, but I don't know. I think maybe a little better coordination with run-ins with people, especially at a federal level. It's like, look, we've had issues out of this person before. I don't know. I mean, maybe some type of a notation on a file somewhere. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I'm actually saying 24 people and only 8 thumbs. I see more thumbs than that, but Mel says you can give away an upper, no FFL needed. Could be 458 SOCOM. You know, I wished I was big enough and raking in enough money that I could do that. You know, just keep it in perspective when you see those channels that are giving away guns and uppers and things like that. I don't know. I mean, if I could find even a sponsor that would cut a deal or a company. I mean, Tandem Cross gave away a set of their grips. I don't know how, honestly, how expensive those are, but they're not cheap. On the show a couple of weeks ago. So we do some stuff every now and then. I don't know what Kenneth out there is saying. Something, these old Yankee t-shirts. I don't get it. Don't get it. But Drama Jock says, how much are 458 uppers? That completely depends. I think probably Mel out there, Mel the Nut, probably is going to be able to answer that a little better than I, because, like I said, I bought mine forever ago. So, and honestly, for it being Wilson Combat and it being pre-Sandy Hook and the whole AR craze thing, they're more expensive now than what I paid. So, no doubt. I know for a fact I gave well under 400. Is it 400? No. It was well under $500 for the upper receiver, the bolt carrier group, the gas tube, the gas block, and the barrel. It was well under $500. And of course, I had to add a charging handle, dust cover, forward assist, handguard. Oh, and it came with the muzzle brake too, which I don't use on mine because I've got the Form 1 suppressor and I built a brake that accepts that suppressor. But yeah, it came with a flash hider too. Skull Crown says he wasn't told there was a shooter's dress code. Well, I'll tell you what, the Wobble House, he changed the whole game on it. That's for sure. Sarge is in the house. I'm way down here. I only answered some of these questions earlier, so that's just crazy. Home Runner says he thumbs up every live stream. I haven't got my thumb down yet, so kind of wondering what's going on there. Our resident troll must be busy today. Wow. I don't know if it's for anybody else, but the chat is just all jinky to me, so. I'm scrolling, trying to find where I was. Bear with me. And I may just say the heck with it and scroll on down. I seen Mr. Ozzy come in and Tina and Jumpy there too. So welcome. Mike Sykes in the house. Yeah, Mel the Nut. He threw some prices out there on the upper. So I'm going to kind of scroll down. That's sexy. Says he can thumb down. He can thumb down if he wants. That's fine. It's all engagement. All engagement. Ah, Joey's in RL. There's Big Racer. Cool. So I'm gonna scroll down and try to keep up from here on out. Maybe I can. I'm gonna try. Good gravy. Just way too much going on. I haven't heard a lot of fallout yet. from the Waffle House thing. We'll see how it develops. I don't know. I think maybe it's there may not be. Who knows? I mean, we didn't get any really over the Maryland thing. We didn't really get a whole lot over the YouTube thing. So, right? I don't know. I'll tell you one thing I'm fed up with. I'm just going to throw it out there and say it. Melvin Nutt says a Tandem Cross P22 captured guide rod would be a cool giveaway. That's doable. That is possible. I'd rather do some type of a Tandem Cross gift card or gift code or something, but that's doable. Mike Sykes says he's looking for a big board of suppression to go with 450, 458, or 4570. 458, hands down, bar none, period. The only other 375 Reaper is not really big bore, right? But I don't know, that might be one. But yeah, out of those three for sure, SOCOM's gonna be the easiest. And large bore is very hard to suppress effectively. So keep that in mind too. Because you're not talking about a large bore pistol. 44, 44 rifles. I've seen several of those suppressed, especially integrally suppressed, and they're pretty awesome. But you get up into, like I said, the 458, 450s, that sort of stuff, and they can be difficult. It's just so much gas and so much pressure in such a large area as well. So volume is key. You know, you've got to have the volume to catch all that. What is Audie out there says, why would the federal police give the guns back to the kid's dad? And then why the heck would that guy's dad give the guns back to him? Told his dad responsible as well. Yeah. That's my point. There's some more of those iffy dealings with, you know, agencies and law enforcement there. So around that. Casino Boss says Nashville mayor already calling for it. Okay. Nashville's his hometown. He's eating there when he, cool. I haven't heard anything from Nashville mayor, I don't know. What kind of gun control? I mean, let's start with this. Okay. Here's where we start. You want to have the gun control thing? Fine. We'll have that. The first thing that happens, there's no more slip through the cracks. Do your job, bureaucracy. That's what our taxes go to pay, is for you to do your job. So do it. Do it. No more of this stuff that slipped through the cracks and like Hottie was saying, and like the stuff with Parkland or whatever. No more of that. After that, we'll talk about it. Because if I hire somebody to paint my house and I come home and he's got half of it done and it's the crappiest job ever, I don't pay him to paint the garage too. I'm going to find somebody else to do the job. So until they can handle what they're supposed to be regulating and checking up on and following up on now, you know, that needs to be the conversation we need to be having. Why aren't you doing what you're supposed to be doing now? Then once we have that conversation and we've got that all figured out and it's fluffy bunnies and rainbows, then we can move down the road and start talking about other things. But until that point, it doesn't make any sense. Hottie says, start with idiot control. Casino Boss says that Nashville is very liberal now. Yeah, you know, I've noticed a shift. I mean, you've got country music and you've got all that stuff. I don't really follow country music anymore. I mean, they used to a little bit. And, you know, I'm sure that is sort of indicative of the way Nashville has went. Nashville is probably more Hollywood now than it used to be. I see. Uh-oh. Drudge is saying, we talked about the NRA and the Yeti yet. We have not talked about the NRA and the Yeti yet, but I want to. And I want to because I hope that people that are over on Facebook are out there listening to this. They're probably not going to chime in the chat, and they're probably not going to want to be a part of the conversation because they're not over there. But yes, I want to talk about that. Absolutely do. So thanks, Drudge. Appreciate that. We'll talk about that. Tardot says he had a conversation with a writer recently. He said too many wanted a bunch of repeat ineffective laws. Enforce what you got and see what. Yeah, if you don't enforce what happens, then what is already on the books. Why are you wanting more? That doesn't make any sense. And why are you calling for stuff that's already on the books? That doesn't make any sense either. So, user out there, he says, hey, he just showed up. So awesome. Welcome. So let's talk about this Yeti thing. If you're out there and you're saying Yeti sucks, or you're saying buy an igloo, buy an Arctic, you're having the wrong freaking conversation. Okay, I'm going to come down on you. I'm going to play daddy for a minute, so hear me. You're having the wrong conversation. The NRA comes out. The NRA, ILA, FNRA, okay? You know how it is with the NRA. They got all their different arms, right? Okay, well, backstory. Yeti, just like they do to a bunch of other organizations like Safari Club or whatever, right? They have a legacy dealer program. The legacy dealer program is where these organizations get some kind of special deal or something, and they go in and they buy, a bunch, and they brand them with their own logos or whatever, okay, hence the legacy program. And then they turn around and they use them for their banquets or their charities or whatever the case may be, okay? So a couple days ago, was it yesterday, I guess, it breaks. Breaking news, right? Oh, breaking news. Yeti has severed ties. Yeti has cut ties. Yeti has issued a statement to the NRA effective immediately with no warning that they're not going to sell the NRA any more coolers. Okay? This was a press release put out by your lovely NRA / ILA / FNRA /. It's like a liberal woman. They got so many slashes in there now. Anyway. You know, when liberal women get married, they're always somebody //// names. Yeah. So everybody freaks out. Everybody says, oh, there's two camps. Okay. Everybody has got an opinion either way, but there's two camps. The first camp wants to comment, oh, just buy an Ozark. Oh, just buy this. Just buy that. Just buy an Arctic. Okay, that's not the conversation we're having. Go sit down at the kids' table if that's the conversation you want to have, because that's not what we're dealing with here. Okay, I know Yeti's overpriced. I know that there's 8 jillion brands out there. Actually, I heard today Ozark was built by Yeti. I don't know how true that is, but somebody did say that. But there's 8 bazillion brands out there. I get it. Okay, that's not what we're talking about. Okay, then we got the camp that's boycott Yeti. We need to quit boycott them. Buy something else. Boycott. Okay. Okay. Here's the problem. You're doing that on a statement that the PR firm for the NRA ILA put out. That's it. No other information available whatsoever. So I come out and I say, hey, y'all need to simmer down. And you need to wait and see what Yeti needs to release a statement and see what's going on. Oh, it doesn't matter. I don't care what they say. NRA's right. Okay. Sure. Whatever. You apparently don't know the NRA very well. You know, when the NRA puts things in my face all the time that says, send us money or they're going to take your guns. Send us money or they're going to take your guns all the time. You don't understand how they play the PR game, apparently. That's fine. Can't have a conversation with those people. Move on, you know. So today, lo and behold, guess what? Yeti responds. And Yeti says, whoa, time out. Wait a minute. This stuff the NRA is saying ain't true. We told the NRA, along with multiple other organizations and our ambassadors, weeks ago, that we were changing up the way that our legacy dealer program worked. Basically, the older program, they weren't doing the older programs anymore. This was going to affect purchases, this, that, and the other. Weeks ago. Not immediately without warning, like the NRA put out weeks ago. And obviously, they're not singling out the NRA because it deals with Safari Club, the ambassador programs, and several other things, right? So now the ball's in the NRA's court. So the NRA can either be silent, which they may very well do because they can't back up their claims, or they release some communication and some documentation that shows that they're right with their claim. And it'd be real easy to do. Obviously, Yeti sent them something that said, hey, we're changing up the way we do things. You know, here it is, here, blah, blah, blah. And there's a date on that somewhere. Just release it, and you'll know whether or not Yeti's lying. So, you know, there you go. Don't be jumping out on limbs for people and for companies. It has nothing to do with the company. Who cares if their cooler is $80 bazillion and there's 4,000 other ones within close proximity for 2 cents? It don't matter. That's not the point. The point is the NRA, I think what happened, whether the NRA definitely took advantage of a situation, regardless of whether they were in the right to do it or not. It may come out. They may have some communication. It may show that Yeti's lying with their statement, whatever. But at the very least, the NRA, they took advantage of a situation, right? What's really going to be bad is if the NRA cannot prove that, or if these documents come out, because Yeti could release documents too that actually prove that the NRA got this weeks ago, that it not only affects the NRA, it affects other people, whatever. That's going to be bad, because what that tells us is the NRA will twist and warp anything they've got to twist and warp in order to get PR. Right? That's where the conversation needs to be. Casino Boss talking about being the new Paul Harvey. No, I wished I was the new Paul Harvey, but not quite. Skullcrown says they all joined the NRA after Waco. Didn't help much. You know, the NRA, you've got so many different facets. And people are mad now. A lot of why they're mad is because they say, well, these Yetis went to the banquets, and a lot of that went to kids and charitable organizations and whatever. But people, wake up. Wake up. Go in and look. The ILA robs the other arms blind. You know, if I was giving stuff to the charitable deals too, and I knew what I know now, I would be fairly ticked off. I would have to rewrite the agreements and say, look, I don't mind giving you these deep discounts, whatever on these, whatever they are, you know, coolers, let's say. I don't mind, but I want the proceeds to actually go to the charity. I don't want 80% to go to administrative cost and lobby and then 20% go to that. That's bull. Tardot says, yeah, if you're a member of the NRA, own it. Voice your opinions about the ILA, which is the bigger problem we have. That's true. And I am a member of the NRA, so I'm not saying this from a, I canceled my membership. You know, I hate them standpoint. You know, the education arm, the charitable arm, everything but the IRA is solid. If you would get the ILA out of the freaking way, or if they wouldn't be so worried about rubbing elbows and being so politically correct, then I think they would be okay. Tardot says, the sad thing is there's a lot of people bad-mouthing the NRA that bad-mouth Yeti for cutting ties. If you like Yeti, buy Yeti. Yeti isn't a bad product or company. No, that's what I'm saying. It's not about the product. It wouldn't matter if this was Joe Bob's barbecue tongs, okay, that pulled the – it doesn't matter. The company doesn't matter. You know, replace Yeti with anything you want to replace it with. It's not about Yeti at all. Not about Yeti. But because Yeti is a $40 freaking cup, you know, people want a dog on them. And I'm sure the PR people knew that. The PR people at NRA, they were looking at that and were going, well, you know, a lot of these people, if you look, people don't like Yeti anyway because they're already so expensive. So let's just throw some garbage out there and see if anything will stick. That's my opinion. That's conjecture at this point as to whether or not, you know, by all indications, it looks like that's what the NRA done. We may find out it's not. Now, that said, Yeti did come out with an official response, which I told people right from the start. I'm like, you need to sit down, shut up, and wait for Yeti to say what they're going to say and then look at it objectively and see what's going on. So with that part, and people on Facebook, I told you so. Mad Stacy said, you don't want to sit at the kids' table. Yeah. I got a little riled up there. That whole Yeti thing. Whew. We need to talk about something a little more fun than the Yeti thing. Definitely. 1% says he didn't get the money begging emails or mailers from the NRA anymore. They just stopped sending them. And he don't mind a bit. Well, they need to. They're blowing. That's been a gripe for years with the NRA, and that's a whole different thing. So we can get off the anything. But, you know, for years people have complained about that. And I've actually talked with people at the NRA, higher-ups that should know, and they say it's a numbers game for them. Yeah, they spend a lot of money on mail and all that crap. But, you know, they also get it back. You know, you've got old timers, big estates, you know, very wealthy people that will send $100, $200, $300, whatever, just write a check a lot of times when they do that. Because, I mean, there's a lot of older members of the NRA, right? And the older members are the more well-off members. And they also, a lot of times, don't pay attention. And they don't have anything better to spend their money on anyway, so why not? Casino Boss says that the ILA is equivalent of the Clinton Foundation. Don't know that I would go quite that far yet. But I see the point. Jake out there says he doesn't like you don't hate the NRA. It's just like everything else. There's some good and some bad. Yeah, but, you know, I had this conversation on Facebook earlier about that. That's fine. I understand there's organizations, and you're like, okay, maybe we need to support them because they do some good, but then over here they do bad. The point is, you need to call them on the bad they do, okay? Because I had people that give me the reasoning, because they do good, we can't talk bad about them. No, BS. You know, I don't care. And especially if you compartmentalize all of that stuff into different arms of the organization, then yeah, I'm going to call out an arm. If that arm is rotten and nasty and needs to come off because gangrenous, it's coming off. The other one may be fine and that may be great, but no, I'm playing that game. I'm going to call them on it. And everybody else needs to do the same thing. You know, don't follow lockstep just to follow lockstep. But Philo says, what happened to Yeti? Oh, my goodness. I'm guessing Philo came in late. So, Yeti's being demonized by the NRA for No good reason, it would appear now. So I would just say, Philo, get out there and watch the stuff. Look at the press release from the NRA and then look at the press release from Yeti at this point. It's all you need to do. Don't take into account really anybody else's opinion. Formulate your own after you read that or those two things. Too hot. He says, want to talk politics? Look at my post on the main page of Gun Channels. I just told you, Hottie, my internet sucks. I can't be jumping around looking at pages. Come on, dude. You're killing me. Skullcrab says, beer don't last long enough around his friends to get warm. So he's got no need for one of those coolers. So it doesn't matter. Georgia Trucker says, heard Hickok say he sends money each month to him. So even though he's a lifetime member. Yeah, I've heard him say the same thing. To be fair, I think Hickok, also sends to other organizations as well. Pretty sure he is a member of other ones too. So, Philo said he was joking. Sparky is in the house. Mr. Sparky. Kind of wondering if Sparky got his flag out there. Sparky won the patron drawing for the sharpshooter patron drawing. It was for he won a flag from Alan Anker. I don't know, my wife's out there talking about space I have and stuff. I don't know what's going on there. Yeah, I've got plenty of space. I've got a 12 or 10 by 14 buildings, what this is. So, yeah, plenty. Too hot, he says. He don't listen too good. Travel Junk says his man cave jam packed with junk from the old house and his son's junk. This one is just junked with anything and everything, from tools to reloading to gun stuff to tobacco stuff. To it needs a serious cleaning. And normally, I've got a buddy that normally he'll come over and he's like, I'll like start cleaning and he'll get wind of it. He'll come over and then we spend like all night and then by morning it's clean. Right. And that's typically how it's went. Yeah. He's been AWOL for years now. So got tired of helping me clean, but he would help me clean. This is funny. He would help me clean, and anything I wanted to get rid of, didn't matter what it was, didn't matter if it was broke or nasty or trash even in some cases. He's like, what are you going to do with that? You're going to throw that away? And I'm like, dude, it's like broke. Yeah. Oh, I think I can fix that, or I don't think I can use that. Kind of like Eddie off National Lampoon's. Got to love him. But, yeah, anything you didn't want. I mean, he would leave here and half the stuff in the building, I think he would take home in his truck. He would take to his house. So it was interesting. Yeah, Sparky said he got his flag. Cool. Just checking on that because, you know, Hottie didn't get his little challenge coin. Something happened anyway. Bo out there says, any good place to get cool flags for his house? Alan Anker, man. Alan Anker's got some pretty cool stuff. Unless you're just talking about, you know, whatever, state flag, American flag. I don't know. I mean, Woodman of the World has, if you're talking about state flag, American flags and stuff, look up the Woodman of the World. Those are really good flags. I won one of those one time, and then it lasted for years and years and years. And the finally ripped. Actually, I think my aunt repaired it because it's pretty cool. I think it's a cool look when you repair a flag. I'm a real stickler on flying a flag that's torn up. But if you can repair it, it kind of looks cool too. And I think it was repaired once. But anyway, I went and actually run them down. And tried to buy one the next time from them. So if you've got somebody that is a member of Woodsman of the World, I'd say get with them. They're pretty quality, really good quality flag. Tar says we're discussing man caves and how her and Gunpowder apparently need bonding time. Okay. Sparky says he needs another safe. Yeah, we all need another safe. I'm telling you. Yeah, I do. My wife says I take over all the space. I have a half a room. Yeah, I've got multiple buildings. I've got pretty much 98% of the house is all mine. It's all my stuff somewhere. So that's true. I'm like a virus. I'm like the clover virus. I'll just like take over everything. I'm like an ivy or a what's another plant that just takes over, right? Sparky says thoughts on 6'5 Creedmoor versus 6'5 Grendel. In my opinion, two totally different animals. If you're talking about range specifically, if you're talking about precision specifically, Creedmoor. If you're talking about maybe a little shorter range, 500-600 yards or so, and a really good, you know, pretty decent little thumper, 6'5 Grendel is okay. If you're talking about AR platform, obviously the 6'5 is a 15, or the Grendel is going to be a 15, the Creedmoor is going to be a 10. So for that reason, a 10, that the AR 10 platform is just so heavy. God, no matter what it is, they're just so blasted heavy. So if I was going to do it probably in an AR platform, 6'5 Grendel, probably. Interestingly enough, that was a debate I had between the 6'5 Grendel and the 6'8 SPC once upon a time. And I opted for 6'8 SPC, and I like it. I mean, it's a lot like the 6'8 SPC is a lot like a 7.62 by 39. Really doesn't have the range, in my opinion, of a 6'5 Grendel, though. Oh, Lord, what do we got? Mel says he needs a gun room, says he shares with the furnace, water heater, and storage. That could be bad with the water heater. And I'm glad Mel said water heater. That's one of my pet peeves, is people that say, my hot water heater went out. It's like, your what went out? My hot water heater went out. What, you like, what is that? And they're like, do you not know what a hot water heater is? And I'm like, I really don't know what a hot water heater is, because if your water's already hot, I don't get why you have to heat it. And then they see you're being a smart aleck, and a lot of times they'll slap you or whatever. But that's kind of like saying ice box, and I'm bad about that. So I don't get mad when somebody says icebox. But say that to a kid nowadays. Go get me something out of the icebox. And they're like, what are you talking about? The icebox? Sparky said, hey, Gran, what's up, buddy? Sparky says, to be honest, he said he also took over the garage for reloading. Well, cool. Tina said her husband started cleared off a shelf on the bookcase for his guns. Okay, cool. Oh, gracious. I see Bullseye made it in. Yeah, he says all of his 6'5 Creeds, he should easily shoot 1,000 plus. Yeah, if you're wanting range, if you're wanting precision, and you know, out to 1,000, maybe more, definitely. Philo's asking, says he was looking at Masterpiece Arms. Does anybody have any experience? I'm not a big fan. Just the finish work and everything, the roughness of the finish work and stuff on Masterpiece Arms, I'm not a fan. I've never seen, I'm trying to think if I own anything from them, and I don't think I do. What little I've shot, what little I know people have and have shot, I haven't seen any problems with them. So it's just kind of a fit and finish issue with them, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, there you go. Tardot's got it. He says, what about a cold water heater? Yeah, cold. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even maybe a lukewarm water heater would work. Unknown user out there. He threw in a super chat. He said, thank you for that, by the way. He said, what's your favorite odd, obsolete handgun round? Oh, it's got to be the Nagant, man. It's got to be the Nagant. That is just so freaking cool. You know, how often do you see an uncircumcised pistol cartridge, right? Got to be the Sub-16 Nagant. And I guess that would... You can still find some of that stuff around. Honestly, you can still, if you reload, you can still form, I think it's 3220. Is it 3220 brass that you can form? Yeah. I would think hands down. Grandman says, what about a Walther heater? So that could work. Maybe we need to talk to Walther about that. Mel says you got to keep powdered primers away from cast water heater. Yeah, Mel, definitely. That's pretty much rule number one. And separated and in something that can breathe. A lot of people will, or I'm going to put my primers and my powder, I'm going to put them in the safe. Or a big, huge locking metal cabinet or something. And I'm like, you need some vent holes because that stuff's pretty much going to burn. It's not going to explode. But if it's all encased into something and it doesn't have vent holes and whatever, then it can create a situation to where it can explode. Because that's what happens, right? You take that powder, you load it, smokeless powder, and you take and you load it in a cartridge and you seal everything up. Well, duh. So if you're taking it in the jugs and putting it in something and sealing it up, well, you know, you see where I'm going with that. So, you know, a wood cabinet, holes in the side, you know, open rear on the cabinet, something like that is plenty enough. You can lock it to keep prying hands out of it or whatever, and you're good. Poe says they ugly. Yeah. Not sure what he's talking about. If it was the Nagants or the Masterpiece he was talking about there. But Joe out there says they call it a hot water tank. That'll work. I'm okay with hot water tank. For the average gun owner, this is from Jake. He says, is a 6.5 really that much better than 308? Is it worth the investment when your range only goes out to 300 yards? No. Bottom line, my opinion, no. Kind of like Bullseye was saying out there. You know, like Bullseye was saying out there earlier, you know, it's really long range. So, you know, if you're pushing out to 300 yards, 308, perfect, man. Don't mess with it. Ammunition's cheap, easy to find. Wonderful variety. We've talked about it before. There's a Firearm Friday show. Go check through that playlist if you want. For 30 caliber is the king in North America or something. Is the show that we talked about all that. But no need for the 6.5. But it's not about need, right? It's about want. And if you want a 6.5, go buy a 6.5. Pretty much that simple. So what do we got here? I kind of got lost a little bit. Mel said he stole his wife's craft rack for the reloading supplies. That's hilarious. Heck yeah, whatever. You got the opportunity to take it over. Take it over. Oh, heck. Gun got my wife going about the hearth craft space. Yes, I do. I put stuff. I will try to take over everything. I'm just that way. So just be prepared for it. My wife's out there dogging heavy on me, boy. I'm just kind of running through and seeing. Mel's got one. He says, what name brand dies do I use for the 458? I use Hornady dies. Hornady's probably my favorite overall die. I was fixing to go look, though. Because remember, I bought them back before any opinion I give on 458 SOCOM potentially is dated. So I'm going to look something up here. But I don't know if you're going to have very many other than maybe Lee or Hornady. I don't know that you're going to have that many options. But I was going to say, if you're talking about, I don't see it. I don't see a 458 set from RCBS. So, yeah, I don't see one. Hornady probably is going to be the best option still. But, yeah, if they ever come out with RCBS does with their AR series for 458 SOCOM, I'm all over it, dude. The RCBS AR series dies are awesome. So, but that's for AR caliber stuff, right? And it has to do with the crimping die. It's a little bit different. And it's also a small base sizing die. So if your ARs, if you're reloading for the AR, you really need a small base sizing die. All right. What do we got here? Oh, Mel says he has a heck of a time setting up the Hornadies he wished the RCBS had made. So my question for Mel is, why do you have a heck of a time setting them up? What is so difficult about them? Because I love them. So now let me caveat that by saying all of my dies use RCBS lock rings. Okay. RCBS has it down with those lock rings. Their design of the lock ring is superior to any other lock ring out there. So just in case, since I'm asking what the problem is, maybe that's what it is. Maybe buy you a $5 set of RCBS lock rings and fix the issue. Trauma says saying his wife has a 10x20 office off the living room. Wow. 10x20 is pretty big. Tara not talking about his freezer. Got a four-door restaurant freezer. That'll work. As long as you got plenty of stuff to put in it. Yeah. The inner cover. You're talking about the guide. I love the guide, man. That's my favorite feature. Difference in opinion, man. Ford Chevy lovers, I guess. I don't know. I don't have a problem, though. So. 30 Clipazine said he got the finished attic for his stuff. Sweet. Yeah, finished attics and basements are awesome. If you have those. Well, peeps, it's 8 o'clock. So it is time to get out of here. So I'm gonna jump. And actually, I'm hungry. So thanks for hanging out. Thanks for watching. We'll be back tomorrow. No, we won't. We will be back Wednesday, same time, 8 Eastern for the Next Generation. So hopefully we'll see you then. Don't forget, by the way, if you come in late, if you were late because of notifications, then text, what is the number? 435-06 is the number. Text Clover to 435-06, and that should hook you up for text notifications for the show. That's it. We will see you in a couple of days. Bye.